Man, if you lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's pretty common. Luckily, I'm here to help you, provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions today. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look into the mirror, and that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating your hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. You can choose from their personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. All you got to do is answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed. At one low price, it covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrosports. For your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinkingbrosports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Did you know it's now possible to get federally legal THC shipped right to your door? I'm serious. I remember a time when if I wanted weed, I had to meet up with some sketchy character in the back of a Denny's parking lot. You know who you are, Giorgio. But Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/bros and enter the coupon code bros. I'm talking about delicious, high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find in a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown in America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code BROS. So head over to mood.com/bros, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use the coupon code BROS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
What is up? Welcome to Casino Sunday.
Hey.
Here on the Drinking Bros Network, we were not able to squeeze the show in on Friday.
Rob had to take his lovely wife out for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, right. I wish I went home and made a pizza for the family.
Is that how you spent your Valentine's Day?
Yeah, that is how you spend your Valentine's Day with two children and a wife in her third trimester who is basically, I think I've made this analogy before on another show, but the dying triceratops from Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. We got a loaded Sunday. We're currently watching my boy Ludwig trying to pull off.
Yeah,
perhaps my first victory of the golf show season.
Where is he at?
He's currently tied for the lead.
Oh, let's go. Okay. What do you stand to win if you cash this?
It'd be about $3,000.
Oh!
Be about $3,000.
Look at you. Now, you did win a live golf bet.
He did
bet.
Just make bogey. He did technically drive it off the planet into the ocean.
Okay.
We're fine with bogey there. He's one back. That's fine. Plenty of golf left.
Plenty. How many holes? He's about halfway through?
No, he's four holes in.
Oh, four holes in. Yeah, you're good to go.
But we got Scotty in the mix. We got fucking Matt McNeely in the mix. Not Rory. Maybe Cantlay.
Rory's saving it for Augusta. I need Rory to get his jacket.
Everyone does, you know?
Everyone wants Rory to get that
jacket. Ludwig could have saved par there, though. It was a very short par putt.
Couldn't get it. Couldn't close the deal.
It's fine.
Damn, dude.
It's fine.
Fucking.
You deserve bogey for if you hit it into the ocean.
I think you're probably fucked, honestly. That's my opinion.
You should probably get. We're fine. Scotty's at 7-under, though. So we're at 7-under. Scotty's at 7-under.
Scotty's charging.
Patrick Rogers, Matt McNeely at 8-under. Yeah, but Scotty's through 7. We got plenty of holes to fuck in.
Okay.
We got this.
I guess we'll see.
I had a nice little Valentine's Day, too.
What'd you do?
Made a little homemade General Tso's chicken. Watched X-Men 1 and 2.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Because that's what Shay's kid wanted to watch.
Okay, fair enough. Nice romantic evening with the boy and lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Super romantic. He loved the original X-Men, though.
Oh, he hadn't seen them?
No.
That makes sense, actually, since he's like fucking 8 or something, right?
I forgot that he's 9. I forgot that X-Men, I just forgot how Jean Grey was, dude. She was kind of a fox.
She was super hot back in the day. Yeah.
Oh, cleaning guys in the back vacuuming. That's cool.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it is what it is.
We're recording when we record. They well, got a job to do. We got a job to do.
Fly for Casino Friday. This is not going to fly for Softcore History.
They'll be done by Softcore History. It's not a big deal. Okay, I got a 10. I think I might need to double down here. What's he got? God damn it. Let me double down. We got Tlucky on the table as well with us.
Pretty happy, though. First attempt at General Tso's chicken.
Chinese, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like cooking Chinese.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't want to challenge yourself? You don't like exotic foods?
I've never been a big Asian food guy, to be quite honest.
Asian food is by far the best food.
Nah,
Chinese, Thai.
I will tell you the one Asian dish, and I feel like it's not just one culture's dish, but like East Asian dish that I would make again and again and again is doing my own dumplings.
Or pot dumplings. Stickers.
Dumplings and pot stickers. Oh, and buns.
Homemade dumplings are phenomenal.
Yeah. And the steam buns, those two. That's all my situation. But that's basically a taco. That's an Asian taco.
Yeah, but you can't do that yourself. You gotta. The only people that can make those are
the bao buns.
The bao buns and the dumplings are people that have done it for decades.
Yeah. You'll just.
You gotta date an Asian.
If I do that, it'll just be a ravioli.
You should get an Asian nanny.
An Asian nanny?
Yeah. Mm. And then she'll just make your kids fresh made dumplings.
I don't want my children speaking secret languages. You know what I mean?
They'll be a part of the party.
Someone was saying, it might have been Ross was saying that his nanny's Mexican or something, and his kid's starting to speak Spanish. And I have a friend.
I want my kid to speak a different language.
Especially
early, because then they'll just be, I mean, that's a useful skill.
It's a useful skill, but tell me what you think about this, right? My cousin, for example, his kids, they have an au pair and they have a French au pair and a Mexican nanny. Mm-hmm. They speak three languages, right? The adults don't really speak either of those languages. So now the children can communicate and the adults have no idea what they're saying.
Good. Keep your parents on the toes.
And here's another situation. So I have a friend, her husband is like Guatemalan American. Like he grew up, he's an American citizen. He was born in America, I believe. But he's Guatemalan. And, you know, families from Guatemala can speak Spanish and stuff like that. And they're teaching the kids Spanish. So the dad and the kid can talk. But I know that my friend cannot speak Spanish beyond like a few little things. They're going to be able to speak without her understanding what's going on.
Yeah, you need to do that as a parent, though. You got to have kind of your own code and secret language with your children so your wife doesn't know.
Apparently. I will not have that with my children. We will not have that special secret language bond. At all.
Because you're a pasty white.
Yeah. What am I going to teach them, Gaelic?
It'd be kind of Rad. Yeah.
That fucking mud language. Sounds like you sound like you're possessed when you're speaking Gaelic. Like you're saying, it sounds like you're speaking in Latin backwards or something.
Dude, we're big Vatican I people. So.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Get that Vatican II shit out of my face. Come on, blackjack, blackjack. Boom. There it is.
Okay, I got an 18 here.
I can't lose coming too. That's unfortunate. A lot of guys coming.
Yeah, but my Valentine's Day was fine. Just hung out with the lady. Watched a new show.
What'd you watch?
The Pit. You seen The Pit?
And love someone?
What?
Get in the pit and love someone?
No, not that type of pit. Not a swinger's
ball,
pit.
Ball the ball, the bang, the bang, diggy, 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 set the boogie, set up, drop the boogie.
You been in a mosh pit before?
Yeah, have you not?
No.
That makes sense.
Why would I?
Makes sense that I've been in one and you haven't.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. What sort of...
You haven't just, like, thrown hands in a massive crowd?
Nah. Seems like barbarian behavior.
Mm.
I'm trying to transcend my mud people heritage.
Dude, that's how you transcend. You got to be the top dog. You got to be the top rat.
Yeah. You know, the king of the rats is still a rat.
Oh, we got Blair without an eye.
This is an interesting. I like her, though. She seems nice.
A couple hand tattoos.
Yeah.
Hand tattoos are weird because apparently that takes so long to heal.
And
you can't do
hand.
Anything. Yeah.
She's got a thumb tattoo. She got little thumb tats.
But like they say, you're supposed to like wait 48 to 72 hours before you like lift or do anything physical. Hand tats, I think you have to wait longer, like much longer.
It seems like a huge imposition that
doesn't
I'm not interested in.
The squeeze for sure.
Yeah. I don't think I want a hand tat, personally.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
Will you ever get a tattoo?
Nah. Fuck up this
body.
Is
that beta behavior?
Poison this body?
You will go to hell if you have a tattoo.
Yeah.
That is just facts.
Did you ask if it's beta behavior to get a tattoo?
Yeah.
No, it's just rat behavior.
All right, so Lovberg is in a bunker. That's not great. Come on. Get it. He's right at the lip, too. Did he get it out?
No, he got it.
Yeah, but
I
don't know if he got it to the green.
He got it to the green. That's going. That's hitting green.
Oh, yeah, it's not bad. It's short, but
you can live with it.
It's not bad.
You can live with that. 17. Dude, Blair's go. A, Blair's moving fast, but B, Blair's giving some good cards so far.
We'll stay on the 20.
I'm chilling.
Ludwig's short game's not the best.
There we go. That's
the only issue.
Ludwig's. Oh, okay. That's the only issue? That he has no short game?
That's a major issue.
Drive for show, putt and chip for dough.
Dude, he's an elite talent, though.
Has he won a major?
Texas zone. No, dude, he's a rookie last year.
Oh.
But he's won a couple times.
He's won tournaments, not a major.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see there was a clip that got sent across my reels that I think is recent and going viral. A fight broke out in a casino.
Boom, 20.
A fight broke out in a casino. Oh,
Scotty's hot, too. Not great.
Because somebody hit on 17.
Yeah. Did they bust? I imagine it didn't work out.
It didn't work out for anyone at the table, I believe, and they beat the shit out of them right there on the casino floor.
It's inconsiderate, you know? You got to know the basic rules.
Yeah.
There's a code. It's like, if you hit on 17, I'm going to put one in the ribs.
Like a stealthy...
Boom! Blackjack.
Look at you.
Could be my day.
Oh, I got a 12 here. Could be my day. Don't love that.
Dude.
17.
Scotty just being right there, too. That's terrifying.
Yeah. 18, fuck.
Thought he shot himself out of the tournament yesterday. He was 4 over yesterday.
He's Scotty, dude.
He is Scotty.
You can't fuck with Scotty. How many weeks away are we from Augusta? Like a month?
It's April.
April, yeah. Month
like
and a half.
First week of April, second week of April.
Okay.
Man, you've never been, so you wouldn't get it?
I haven't been. I wish I could go. Sounds fun.
It was perfect.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is it everything you dreamed?
It was more so. They definitely pump in bird noise.
That's really funny.
I didn't see a single bird. I heard birds all throughout.
Well, you don't want real birds there. Real birds will fuck with you know, the game. You want to just pump and bird.
The grass was, every spot was immaculate. Boom.
Did you take any pine needles home with you?
I didn't. I think it was looked down upon. There's Ludwig. Oh, he almost hold it, but now that's going to be a tough putt.
Yeah. What is it, with that puppy for par?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You don't like to see it.
He's dropping fast. And he's beyond the fucking flagstick. You want to leave it short so you have an uphill putt. He didn't do that.
Ludwig getting hurt here.
He plays so fast, he makes some really dumb mistakes.
Yeah. Just doesn't.
It's like, dude, you can chill a little bit.
Especially considering some of the people on tour take fucking forever.
Right. He's the complete opposite. He's all gas, no brakes.
I wonder if that's a thing. You said he went to Tech?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a thing with some college golfers where they're just so fucking good compared to the other college players that they're just gripping and ripping.
We got to keep him far away from Patrick Mahomes, though.
That fucking family, dude. Holy shit. It just never ends with that family.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he's got a fucking 10-footer for par now.
Not
just
ideal.
Just such a dumb mistake, bro.
As you can tell, Dan is locked in on blackjack today.
Dude, I'm winning, though. I am winning blackjack.
Yeah. Let's go. Got 20? Goddamn, dude. She's got a 4. I don't want to sit on the 12. I should, but I won't. There we go.
It's also, this is coming out Sunday. It's very topical. It's happening right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a live watch.
Yeah.
Hours later.
We'll drop this immediately.
For golf.
Tough.
I'm not going to do that.
What?
Because our upload speeds are fucking ass here.
True. Not for long.
Dude, I'm currently uploading Drinking Bros. And it's taken 2 hours already.
Jesus Christ.
For tomorrow. He missed it. Fuck you, dude. Back-to-back bogeys. It's not what you want to see.
Not what you want to see. Tough L for your UCF nights yesterday.
Dude, we're out of it. We're done.
I think you are now. I didn't think you
were. Yeah, we're 500, brother.
In conference or total?
In total.
Oh, yeah, you're fucked. Yeah, you're pretty fucked. Got a 7. Yeah, I'm going to hit on the 7. Yes, hit on the 7. 17. I'll eat shit on that, I guess. I thought you still had a shot.
No, we had 0 shot.
Yeah, pretty much. You needed to get some dubs. You had an easy schedule coming.
Boom. 19. She's going to flip a 20, though.
Yeah, she did. I feel a 10 coming.
All right,
there we go.
You can't miss this for bogey.
I'm putting 1,000 on the table.
Oh, thank God. He didn't make a goddamn stupid mistake. He's at 6 under, 2 back. Plenty of golf left, though. We've got the par 5.
Plento. Is he the last group?
Second to last.
Okay.
Mav McNeely is ahead of him.
So
Patrick Rogers and McCarthy are the ones that are in the final group.
Blackjack on the $1,000 hand. Let's go.
She about to push you.
Oh, God. Can they do that?
No. Once you get blackjack, you're good. You're golden, pony boy.
Boom. There you go. There you go.
I love when they show guys that are like totally inconsequential. He's like, oh, here's Hideki. Oh, actually, Hideki's at 5 under.
Yeah, what are you talking about? He's right there, baby. He's a stroke back of your boy.
I know. Damn it.
Scheffler, such a schlub.
Dude, he's the man.
He is. He's just Dallas in human form.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Which is weird because he's a Highland Park guy too, right?
Yeah, he's a big Highland Park guy.
So he's a Highland Park guy and he looks Highland Park. Stafford's a Highland Park guy and he looks Highland Park. But Clayton Kershaw looks like he's from the mountains.
Mm-hmm. He's Highland Park. He's like a poet warrior.
What?
He's an Aubrey Marcus type, you know?
No, he looks like he crawled out of the woods.
No, he doesn't. He looks like he's doing that as a bit in his life. He's a dude that has money that roughs it.
Uh-oh. Split in aces. Let's go.
Scheffler. Lining up. Got 18 against
Boom.
The 6.
21.
Uh-oh.
Hand of 12. Oh, come on. Let me split that ace again.
Bang. I get the dub. Not a bad
I
day.
Swear to God, if you were sitting at a blackjack table in a casino, you'd be able to keep splitting. Right?
I think so. I only know the basic strategy of blackjack.
Someone let me know, because I wanted to split again. God damn it.
All right, we got six.
Got a 12 here. Got a couple people at the table with us. Sundays.
I'm not splitting threes, though.
Yeah, why would you? That's a fruitless
endeavor.
Hitting on the 14. All right, chilling on the 18.
All right, Ludwig. Time to make it up with an eagle here.
What?
If you can get an eagle here and just, like, erase his mistakes, that'd be pretty dope. 21. Let's go.
Look at you building 21s. She's about to flip a 10, though. My 18's fucked. Hey, what do you know?
Bang. $400. Let's put 500.
Putting 500 on the table?
Need a good drive here, bud.
I like how you call him by his first name.
Ludwig?
Yeah.
Well, there's like 12 different ways to say his last name.
Aberg.
I thought it was Aberg at first, but then he's not correcting anyone, but people are like, oh, dude, it's Ober.
Yeah, he's got that weird symbol on his fucking...
Because he's fucking Swedish.
I know. It's so stupid. It's a terrible language.
He's Aberg, all right? In America, he's Aberg.
Mm-hmm.
In this household, at least. Damn it.
Oh, you bitch.
Yeah. $500 on drink. I'll go back to the $100 hands. Hope my boy can pull it off. It was a good start with this par five, though, right down the middle on the fairway. Yep. She's saying goodbye? What is she doing?
Nah, she's just waving. I think someone tipped her. I wouldn't know. It wasn't me.
Couldn't be me.
Couldn't ever be me.
Dude, play the fucking red card.
Joker's wild.
19, I'll stay on that.
I'm going to chill on this 20. I just got two. Hell yeah. This guy's splitting sevens? Okay. I'm all right. Ooh, 11 double down. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, 50-09.
15. Ooh, there you go, bud.
Boy.
Way to do it.
Nine. Doubling down again. This guy's an animal. I love this guy.
Dude, she kept boning him.
Yeah.
Two straight fours on the double downs.
Oh, boy. You don't like to see it.
Truly.
She's
miss
got
it,
two,
you bitch.
Though.
Mav, you better miss his putt. Oh, he almost did. It went all the way around. Damn it.
Six, 16. There we go.
19.
Everybody wins.
Dubs.
Everybody gets a W.
I can't even hate on Mav. He's a pilot. He flies himself to tournaments.
Oh, boy. I look forward to that horrible news story.
Very Roy Halladay situation.
That's 100% how this guy is going to die.
He says he takes all the precautions.
Great. Great. I mean, I know Roy didn't. I think Roy
was. Yeah, Roy was doing tricks on it.
Yeah.
In the sky in his little fucking water jet.
It looks like he built it.
Kind of.
It looked like a homemade airplane. But yeah, I mean, a Cessna, like whatever Cessna bullshit he's flying, you're just begging to die.
Mav said he doesn't go out in bad weather, though.
Great.
Yeah.
Sometimes bad weather finds you.
It does.
Or you know what else happens sometimes is that shit just falls from the fucking sky. That's why I say what you want about commercial flights in the United States and the airline industry sucking ass. We haven't had a plane fall out of the sky in fucking decades.
It just happened.
No, it collided with something, and it was probably
it
the Army's fault.
Fell out of the sky.
It was probably the Army's fault. Like, let's be complete.
Well, to be fair, that Black Hawk should not have been that high.
Yeah, that's when the American Airlines guy came out and was like, this is the Army's fault, my first thought was, he's probably right.
He's 100% right.
Yeah. Because the Army has crashes all the time. I mean, not like all the time, like it's hyper frequent, but you hear about Army helicopter crashes quite a bit more frequently than you hear about fucking American Airlines crashes.
Keep it coming. We're not sitting on that 14.
Go.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. Good Ooh. Lord.
Dubs. All we do is get dubs. Let's put $500 on the table again. I'm liking the vibe of this table right now. Al Capone's here.
Oh, boy. Dude, Hawk. this table is packed today.
CK7. Sundays are for the boys.
Should I hit on a 17?
They're going to fight you. They'll find you.
I got a 7. If I get a 10, I'm hitting on the 17.
Damn, Scotty's got this for Eagle.
I got a 9.
Don't need that. It's bad news.
He got an Eagle?
No, this is for Eagle.
Oh, yeah.
Stay on the 12 against the 6.
I'm
Let her bust.
Double down.
Let her bust.
I'm doubling down.
You got 1,000. That's cray.
I said double, ho. I said double down. I'm chilling on the 14.
Did Scotty blow that past the hole? I can't tell.
Yeah, you got your little the little YouTube TV things up. The mouse is like on the...
Yeah.
What happened?
What'd she just do?
I don't know. The thing went black.
I lost. All I know is I lost. What happened?
She got an 18.
Damn it. Cantlay is about to tie. Nobody wants to see that.
You don't like Cantlay?
Nobody likes Cantlay.
Why not?
Zero juice. Just a total nothing burger.
What juice does Scotty have?
Scotty's the man.
Scotty's just really good.
Yeah, it's called flair. Like, he is one of the most entertaining golfers in the world because he's not only one of the best drivers in the world, the best iron players in the world, he's one of the best short games, which means he gets out of crazy situations, hits insane shots.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
And his tragic flaw is that he can't putt.
That's so bizarre, like, of all the things.
But he hits the ball so well that he doesn't need to putt because most of it is tap-ins.
Right. I guess, you know, that's how you got to get around the putting. Then.
And now he has street cred. He's been to jail.
That's true. He has been to jail.
And the more they interview him, the more interesting he gets.
How so?
He is very open with his answers. He's not like a typical athlete who gives you bullshit answers.
Thank God. You know, I got to do our best. And, you know, iron game working well.
Shit, she's black.
Oh, Lord. All right.
21.
Yikes, lady.
She did it to us.
She feels bad, though, so I like that.
Does she, though?
She seemed like she felt bad. I think she's nice. But what do I know?
Oh, yeah, Scotty did blow up past the hole. He's got this for birdie.
I think he's going to miss this.
Rogers just got the 9 under.
Scotty's going to miss it.
He's not.
This isn't a gimme. And there are no gimmies with Scotty, apparently.
All right. Stay against the 6. Hope she busts. No, Scotty should make this. It's like 2 feet.
Here we go. Oh.
And she just pulled 19 out of her ass. Cool.
Thank God I had that 20.
So he's at 8 under. Rogers at 9 under. Cantlay at 8 under. McNeely at 8 under.
Nope.
Ludwig at 6. Stuck in neutral.
Wait, so Scotty's 8 under. Is Scotty in the lead?
No, Patrick Rogers is.
Scotty, what, 1 back now?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Scotty's coming for souls. Today is the harvest.
It's fine. We just got to make birdie here on the par fives. You can't you can't make pars on par fives. In this league? Not in this league, dog.
Not the way everyone drives nowadays.
Oh, shit. I got to switch it over. I fucking hate golf.
Why?
They just switched over to CBS.
Oh, okay. So now, it was on...
And now we're getting Champions Tour Golf on Golf Channel.
Gross. Just get up and go change it. Whatever. It's fine.
I will.
I'm chilling right here. I can hold down the fort with Blair. In fact, I'll put $1,000 on the table just to be entertaining. Here we go. Dan has $100 on the table, but is up and not betting right now, so we'll see how it goes. All right, 10. That's a good start. 10 for Dan as well. See here, 20. I'll take it. I'll take a friggin' 20. Ugh, of course she has a goddamn 10 on her own. Yeah, I'm chilling. Is oh, you got blackjack, so yes. Yeah, you won. You got a blackjack. You didn't even need to be there. Blair knew you were gone.
She took care of me.
Oh, and Al Capone is mad now. He said, robbing without a mask, LOL. Al Capone, maybe you just suck fucking ass at blackjack.
Also, your name is Al Capone.
Yeah, you should think robbing people is cool, you dick.
Roger just made a big old, like, 40-foot putting in.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna,
be a real shame if Ludwig made this out of the bunker for eagle. Real shame.
I guess. Feel like it probably won't happen, but I hope it does.
Guys are good out of the bunkers. Typically.
Oh, eh? Who was it? Somebody just...
That was yesterday. Ludwig made a hole in one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, Roger, Scotty, Cantlay, McNealy, McCarthy, Ludwig.
Ludwig Åberg. 3 strokes back.
Fuck you.
Through 6, 5. Through 5.
Can all change, though.
Scheffler. Yeah, I mean, Scheffler's like several holes ahead. I feel like
he... Got to get some strokes here, though, because the back nine's much harder.
Okay.
That's when people collapse. All right, I got the 19 against the 7.
Got a hit on this.
All right, we got a 5-foot, 6-incher for birdie.
For Ludwig?
For Ludwig.
Okay.
I mean, it's not the best out of the fucking bunker, but as long as he makes the putt.
Just get a stroke. Just get a
just
stroke.
Just get one back.
You know, you don't have to be pretty. Just stack strokes. Let's see here. Meredith playing two hands. Richie, it's hilarious how crowded this table is on a Sunday.
I pushed.
People really miss football.
Yeah, they do. They need something. It's the influence of the show.
And look, if you miss football too, come to mybookie.com, go to the live casino tab at the top, and you can play blackjack just like us.
Yeah, play blackjack as you watch your golfer collapse.
Where is this being played?
Torrey Pines. It's the Genesis. It's supposed to be at Riviera, but obviously the fires... They didn't damage the course, but I guess the infrastructure around it.
Okay. Hard to get to.
Or they thought it was inappropriate to have the tournament.
Okay. Plus, that guy couldn't land his plane. Too much debris.
Math.
Yeah.
To be fair, I think he lives in, like, L.A., so he could have driven.
He's an asshole. He would have flown. Come on. You're not going to... You don't want to skip traffic if you can.
21.
All right, take the dub with the 20 there.
There he is. That's all, the thing about the broadcast, too. It's so late.
Yeah,
this is not a live shot.
Yeah.
So he puts it within 5
feet. Oh, just missed.
So he's got that for birdie.
Just missed.
Which looks longer than 5 feet, 6 inches. But, you know, what do I know?
Okay, 20. Come on, Scotty. I'll chill with that.
Scotty, go off the earth. Go on the rough at least. There we go.
There you go.
That's the calling card of Torrey Pines. The rough is just mega thick.
Yeah. You gotta be a man. Be able to fucking swing out of it.
Yeah, it kind of sucks, honestly. It's not a great course.
Have you played it?
Yeah.
Have you played Pebble, too? Or?
I've never played Pebble. Okay. I've never been around Pebble.
Okay.
I've actually played Torrey pretty well. It's easy if you keep it on the fucking fairway.
Yeah.
All right, Ludwig, you got to make this. Oh, I missed it.
Oh, you bitch.
Made par. Cool.
Was that the par 5?
Yep. Cool.
Rough first half. Rough front 9 for Åberg.
We're not giving up yet.
Åberg.
We're fine.
Can you live bet Scotty?
I bet he's like -110 right now or -130.
Yeah, you know.
I bet he's worse than that. I should have bet Scotty earlier. He was like 14-1.
I feel like you should always live bet Scotty if he's in the mix. And his odds are plus.
Because he always hunts him down?
Yeah.
It's kind of true.
Like, if you're looking on Sunday and Scotty's, what, 3-4 strokes out, and you're getting, like, plus 1,400, why not?
Right now, Scotty is... Oh, he's actually plus 340.
I think you got a smash.
It's because he's so far ahead, Rogers and McCarthy.
Who cares?
And they're on the par five.
Yeah, the odds will get...
And McCarthy just did that. He's got that
just
for...
Just stuck it.
He's got that for eagle.
Where's McCarthy? He's minus 8. Okay.
Yeah, he's about to go to minus 10.
Well, maybe.
No, he is the best putter in the PGA Tour.
Kind of, you know what? Lake can't lay.
Nope.
Lake can't lay.
I hate can't lay.
I'm just saying.
And Rogers.
It's veering off. Oh, yeah.
He's in the same bunker as Ludwig. He'll get it up and down, though.
Man knows what he's doing.
My sweet, sweet boy. What are you doing? Missing five footers for birdie.
A little sophomore slump for him.
He's too good. He can't be doing this.
Oh, God. I'm so tired.
Scotty out of the rough. He'll probably stick it, though. Everyone else could barely get it like near the green. Yeah, he'll put it like to 2 feet.
Oh, no. Did he? Oh, no. All right. It's not as downhill as I thought it was. She get...
Still on the green. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Damn. She's slowly just bleeding us to death.
She has been. Yeah. Al Capone may have been right.
Nate Four joining us, but everybody else left.
Everyone else is like, I can't fucking do this.
No.
Yeah.
No.
See, because football, you bet the money, and then you get to watch the whole game. Blackjack, you bet the money, and it's either gone
and it's gone.
Yeah. It's just immediately not there anymore.
Bailout.
Oh, Lord, lady. Blair is lucky she's attractive, because she is actually ripping my soul out right now.
Oh, Mav, cool. He just got the 9-under. He's going to be able to afford so much gas for his plane.
Yeah, that just means the fireball will be that much bigger.
Are you anti-Stanford, guys?
I'm anti-private pilot.
Oh, shit. I don't know why I hit. No. Stay. Oh, I hit, and I got 21. Fuck it.
That's really funny. I'm anti-pilot hobbyist, which if you want to do that, that's fine. But if someone was ever like, dude, I got my pilot license. You want to come up in my plane with me? No. Absolutely not.
Dude, they keep showing Rory. He's at 2-under. He's way back.
He's Rory, though. People just stop to see the face.
Yeah. Got to show him. Blackjack, baby. Let's go.
You've been having a day so far.
I haven't, actually, because all the big hands I lose.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm actually down like $300 right now.
All right, here's Cantlay's shot. All right, let's see. We got Nate Four on the table with us now.
Ludwig just needs to get hot, dude. And starts on 7. He just hit the fairway. That's a good start.
Okay.
He's been missing fairways.
Turning around. I look forward to you being completely disengaged throughout us recording Softcore History.
No. I'll be locked in. Locked in. Got an exciting topic and a wonderful guest.
We do have a wonderful guest, yes. Topic TBD.
You wrote it.
Oh, you're talking about me. I thought you were talking about your topic.
Oh, my topic's great.
Okay. Yeah, my topic's fine.
My topic is based off I finally watched Bone Tomahawk last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So that's after the child went to bed? Or I guess that wasn't Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that was the day after.
Okay.
Yeah. I finally saw what you mean by bone tomahawked.
What'd you think?
I didn't realize it involved somebody being split in half from the balls.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a rough watch.
That got me.
did it?
Yeah. I was like, oh. Oh, buddy.
That was one of the few times in a movie where I've been like, oh. Like, it was that.
Dude,
it,
I had to look away. Like, that freaked me out.
Really?
I now have a newfound fear of my balls being cut off and then being ripped from the groin.
With a rough bone axe. A bone tomahawk.
I did, yeah, a literal bone tomahawk. I didn't realize how sharp that should be. I don't know if that would be that sharp, though.
Well, they had put some muscle into it.
Yeah.
There's also the other scene from that movie that gets me, which is what they do with their women.
Yeah. In their eyes specifically, or?
Yeah, the eyes is the worst part by far. But they're literally just like fuck dolls that they cut the arms and legs off of, and they took their eyes out.
Oh, I didn't realize they were like nubs.
Oh, yeah, they were nub people. Yeah, they had cut their arms and legs off. They were just there to be impregnated.
Saw that. I just didn't realize. I saw the eyes and the pregnancy. I just thought they were just like, yeah, I must have missed.
There's a lot of information to take in one shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell's the man, though.
He is. He does have a good speech. What's funny is he has that great speech right before they rip him in half. Where he's like, we're bringing the cavalry! And they're just like, butcher, 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 butcher.
He's like, did you mean that? He's like, no. Just something I'd want to hear if it was happening to me.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know if it is. I don't think anything could
nothing would make me feel better after that. Because he's definitely alive as they're doing it.
All right, so Rogers also made par. That's big. We need McCarthy to miss and also just make birdie.
What's McNeely doing?
McNeely is also at 9.
Man, Aberg's not even on the screen right now.
No, he's not. I'm going to double down on this 9 against the 6.
Hell yeah.
He froze.
There you go. 19. There you go.
Bang.
Love to see it.
We're about even now.
Okay. How many more hands you want to do?
Keep this going for another, 15 minutes, 10 to 15. It's up to you. Ah, dude, he just took the lead. McCarthy with the eagle.
Damn.
The big bird jumps him up the lead.
Got a 10. Let me double down. Stupid. Skeet. Chill on the 17.
I'm just kidding. We can go another 5.
I was like, what are you doing? We got a long day, boy.
We do.
20, killing us. Who's this guy now? His name's Kansas? Oh, fuck Kansas. Let's go.
Dude, I'll do it. Let's put it on our table.
Kansas, huh, motherfucker? I didn't even see this guy's name.
1,000 on the table for Kansas.
I'm taking Kansas down. Mizzou's a top 15 team in KenPom now.
You guys are frauds, though.
We are not frauds. We are actually maybe really fucking good.
One of the biggest frauds I've ever seen.
I'm starting to get blackjack! Fuck Kansas! Let's go!
Yeah, 12, I just got to sit and watch him hopefully bust. Oof, no, that's not a good start. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. 10. 10. 10. Oh! How? Dude, how?
How many cards? That's like 7 cards. 6. 6 cards.
I refuse to take that. That's not happening again.
You can't take that from Kansas. I'm not.
That was insane.
Let's
fuck
go.
Fuck this, dude.
M-I-Z, motherfucker.
Fuck Denny McCarthy. All these motherfuckers. I got Case. All right, Ludwig just stuck it to 6 feet on 7. He needs to make that for birdie. We need to get in the game. We just need to get in the game.
What's he got here?
I'm at 18.
7.
Dude, just flip. I mean, I could.
18, let's go.
I could split these, but I'm not going to. I'm going to win $1,000.
Boom!
And let's do it again.
Let's do it again. Fuck Kansas.
Fuck Denny McCarthy. He's in the bunker. Yeah, you bitch. Although the bunkers here don't really matter.
ZOU, bitch. Let's fucking go, Kansas. You little pussy. Got my tiger hat on today. We're fucking going.
Ludwig. My dude's got he got dropped from coverage.
Who? Oh yeah, your guy. They're not even showing him right now. Oh, I got an 11. Give
me
a chance
to play
double
well
down.
Enough to get back in.
Give me a chance to double down. God damn it!
Oh, I got an 11.
I did too, but he's got 10.
He's got 10. I can't double down.
14. Fuck. Give
thanks
me a 7.
Thanks for your service, and thanks for not doubling down.
Damn it!
I would have loved that 10.
Yeah, you should have asked. You should have hoped I doubled down there. Should have wished.
Yeah.
Instead, we're all fucked.
Come on. Give me an 8.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck yeah. This asshole.
Yeah, dude. Not great.
What do you have? He had a 20. We had to do it. Had to do it. I'm putting 1,000 on the table again. Not
one more time?
One more time. Not taking this from Kansas.
Scotty in the bunker. He'll make that, though.
He'll probably stick it.
He'll probably make that. He'll hold that.
Yeah.
God damn it. Tommy Fleetwood.
King.
I did take a flyer on him live at like 120-1 yesterday. So if he wants to just like ever get in the conversation. Dude, I'm going to split these. Fuck it.
Yeah.
It's retarded. Queens. But actually, no. Don't do that. We have 20. We don't have to split. We'll stay. Just win the hand. Take your wins. Oh, fuck. No.
You dickhead.
No.
You dickhead. Oh, my God.
Oh.
The revenge of the Jayhawker.
Maybe should have split.
Maybe.
All right, one more?
One more. Of course, he's got to shuffle it up real quick.
Damn you. You bitch. Ba-da-boo. Cantlay, nowhere to be found. I need him to fall back. I need Scheffler to fall back. I need all these bitches to just collapse.
Where are you making these golf bets?
MyBookie.
MyBookie.com. That's where we bet all our shit. That's why we love MyBookie. They're also just a fun advertiser to work with. I enjoy my calls with them. So just so you know, it's good people. Good people. Except for Kansas. Fuck Kansas.
So do you have, I actually made a national championship bet for college basketball.
Oh, yeah? Is it Auburn?
14-1, your Florida Gators.
Yeah, they beat Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. I do think I believe they have a pretty big injury right now, but I don't think he's out for long.
Jake said he comes back before the tournament.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Not concerned.
They beat the shit out of South Carolina last
night.
They're
deep. Mega deep.
They are deep. I mean, they're not as good as Missouri. My only evidence for that is Missouri beating them, but you know, at Florida. But other than that,
all right. Last hand, give it to us, boys.
It's not a bad bet. I just think Auburn. I mean, they took Alabama.
Dude, Auburn's
down.
Like, oh, let's double.
Come on, give me the dubs.
Should I double down?
What does he have? A 9?
Nine. Dude, fuck it.
I'm doing it. Double
fuck
down.
This,
fuck you, pussy.
Fuck you, dude. This is not.
Oh, boy.
It's better for me. Come on, 10. 10. Oh, no. Fuck.
You're going to do
fuck.
It.
Fuck. No. Oh. Oh. Hope. Hope. Oh. Hope.
Yeah!
It worked out for us.
Oh, dude, never play a hand like that ever.
And we broke even.
All right.
Go, Ludwig.
What a way to end it. Let's go. We'll see you guys later. MyBookie.com, live casino. Check it out.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.